Blog Talk Radio. A 20-year military career
and proclaimed my independence, never having to go back to work for anyone else, and never having to really do anything that I don't want to do ever again. Today, I actually enjoy greater freedom than anyone I know. I actually live a life of bliss, freedom, and 100% without worry. While millions of Americans go to bed each night with some problem or challenge weighing heavily on their minds, I do not. Sure, I face many of the same issues that everyone does from time to time. The difference is that I have learned how to let go, to get out of my own way, and to trust intuition. So, when I face my challenge, the solution is often as simple as pondering the situation, then peacefully going to bed, confident that when I awaken the next morning, the solution will be waiting there for me. How is that possible, you might ask? Actually, you probably already know the answer to that question. When you clearly define a problem, now it's over for a while, and then disengage from the struggle. As I do when I take a nap or go for a long walk in nature, your subconscious mind continues working on the problem even while you no longer consciously focus on it. It's your subconscious mind, instincts, and intuition, things that many of us don't really understand, that has the solutions. At least that's what happens for me, and why I absolutely, positively worry about nothing today, nothing in bold. Yes, I care about many things, including you and your happiness. However, I am actually free because I've been trained to tap into the flow. Here's where I learn how to get out of my own way and start enjoying freedom. Well, I'm not even going to tell you who that email came from, but what I'm here to tell you guys, this person is in the virtual green room hanging out with us, and he is my friend and my colleague, Willie Crawford, and I want to just bring Willie on. Good morning, Willie. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am doing terrific. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I was having a slight glitch there. I tell you, every day when I wake up, Willie, and I receive an email from you, I am supercharged. I am on a high. So I just want to thank you for this email this morning, because I think this is so on time for this conversation this morning.
I agree, and every morning I get up, and since I publish a daily newsletter, I basically just talk to my subscribers, and it's a from-the-heart conversation of what I'm thinking, so it doesn't actually take a lot of work.
Yes, so I thank you, and I have other experts on the line, so I want you to stay live, Willie, while I bring others on.
I'll do that.
And good morning. Last four digits is 4444. Good morning.
Good morning, Daphne. This is Dino Herbert.
Good morning, Dina. How are you, my brother?
Oh, I am wonderful. That was quite an email you just read. That would get anybody charged. That was good stuff.
Tell me about it, man. I tell you, you know something, Dina? The universe is so faithful to us. Because little did Willie know that I was going to have a conversation like this on the radio show this morning, because I got to be honest with the listeners. A few months ago, the Holy Spirit told me that I will tell you what guests to have on this show, what weeks. So if people who have been following and listening to my show, they notice that I no longer have a long posting on who is going to be on the show. And just because of what the Holy Spirit told me. So yesterday morning, the Holy Spirit told me that we need to have a conversation about freedom and entrepreneurship. And immediately as I got that insight, I went on and I emailed 13 people. And Dina, you were the first to reply and said yes. And I want to thank you for trusting the universe.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm always ready and willing to talk about freedom as it relates to entrepreneurship. I'm glad you invited me, and I'm honored to be on the show.
Yes, thank you. And I have one more person, and I'm going to bring that individual on live. And then I want to tell the guests how they can get involved. Your last four digits are 7444. Good morning. And who is this?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this, Coco? Ah, well, we lost that person. I'm sure they will call back. Well, I want to let the listeners know that we want to have you as part of this conversation this morning. And here is how you can do that. You can call in 646-915-8166, because I am so positive that you too have your definition on what does freedom means to you as an entrepreneur, or if you are not yet an entrepreneur and looking to become one. So let us get busy. And without any further delay, we have the caller back. So let me go back and see if this is a caller or one of our panelists. Oh, hi. Thank you for calling back. Is this Coco?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I want to introduce you to Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Dina here, Herbert. And
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Coco.
I tell you, the universe has assembled some of the greatest minds in entrepreneurship this morning to weigh in on this conversation, and I know that there may be others that are joining us, so I want to welcome them when they come along. But why don't I start what they say? Ladies before gentlemen?
That's fine.
That's fine, yes.
These men are such gentlemen, they won't mind. Coco, why don't you take a few minutes, and this is not your first time on the show, but I want you to take a bit of a few minutes, please, and just introduce yourself to the listeners.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you once again for having me on your show. You have such a delightful show, so informative, and it really empowers and inspires people. So I'm just so happy that you're continuing to do what you're here to do, what you're created to do. So thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Thank you.
My name is Coco. I am an executive designer of a business called Coco Tour Creative Designs, and owner of Creative Expressions. What my business is all about is I make custom jewelry, and I use recyclable materials from the closet. I tell people from the closet, whatever you have in the closet, give it to me, and I'll create a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry for you. And it's more than just that. I also along with that, I have an empowerment and enrichment program that I run. But really, it's really teaching people how to live the life that was intended for them by using their gifts and talents to be powerful, because we do live in a powerful universe. And if we could just take a moment to reach inside to find out who we are and use the gifts that God has given us, there's nothing. There are endless possibilities. So with that, with my business, I show people how to use their creative abilities and talents to be successful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll be back to you to hear your definition of, you know, what does freedom mean for you as an entrepreneur. Mr. Herbert, would you please, you know, I am so honored this morning that all three of the experts who are already on, this is not their first time on the show. So I thank you for honoring me once again. Mr. Herbert, would you please introduce yourself?
Again, I am honored that you asked me to be on the show, Daphne. I'm Dino Herbert, and I call myself the Business Jump Master. And the reason I do that, and I was reminded again when Mr. Jolly was sending you that email about his service in the armed services. My father, who passed away at the age of 40, served in the U.S. Army. And he served in Korea. And unfortunately, he passed away at a young age of 40 when he was, because he was an alcoholic.
Mm.
And, you know, we think it was related to PTSD, post-traumatic stress. We're not sure, though. For years, I thought of my father as a model of someone not to be like. But I will say that when I turned 40, something happened. One, you know, I turned 40, I started thinking about my father. I had my first child, and I realized that he was actually a good model. He was a paratrooper. He was a business owner. And so from the time I was 40, I was like, okay, you know, it's halfway done statistically. You know, I'm only going to live another 40 years according to the stats. It's that long. And so I want to make sure that I'm living my life to the fullest.
Beautiful.
And so right about that time is when I decided, well, I'm not going to just, you know, have my safe, secure job. I was already doing entrepreneurial ventures on the side. I decided that I want to do something bigger. I want to live my life more fully. I don't want to be on the road all the time away from my children. I want to be there for them and leave a legacy. So that's when I decided to dedicate myself to entrepreneurship and promoting entrepreneurship. And that's about the time I decided to start my radio show where I interview hero entrepreneurs, where I started my speaking about entrepreneurship. And so I'm very passionate about entrepreneurship. That's kind of what I'm doing for the rest of my career. I don't believe that people have to wait until they retire. And I know Mr. Jolly has been at this for many years and
Dino,
been doing great things. Yeah.
Dino.
Yes.
It's not Willie Jolly. It's Willie Crawford.
Willie Crawford. I'm sorry.
Crawford. Yeah, I know we both know Willie Jolly, too, and I'm not sure if Willie Crawford knows him. But this is Willie Crawford, and I have not been blessed to have Willie Jolly on yet. I'm hoping that we'll have him on.
I mistakenly said Jolly.
I know, that's okay.
Mr. Crawford. and I just say that to say that, you know, entrepreneurship is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my career. I believe that, you know, we can live the life that we want to live now. And I know that Mr. Crawford has been involved in internet operations. And so I know that he knows, and he'll be talking about some of those things, I'm sure, that it's possible to live the life you want to live even before you get to an older age. You know, you can spend your days doing what you want to do. I've got three kids now. Spend tons of time with them. I have a sweet life, a wife who's putting up with me. But, you know, entrepreneurship, I think, is a way, and we'll get in more detail about it, for people to live their lives in terms of freedom.
Right. But you know something, she's not putting up with you. You are a rail keeper. So,
I appreciate that.
All right, and we have one more, I think it's one more of the experts calling in. I'm going to go to that person in a minute, but Mr. Crawford, would you love to introduce yourself, please?
Absolutely, and as you pointed out earlier, I, in my email, I mentioned I'd spent 20 years in the Air Force, and so Mr. Dito mentioned his father was an alcoholic and a paratrooper. I drank very heavily for probably most of my 20 years in the Air Force, and part of that was probably due to surviving 7 wars and always being in harm's way. It seemed that was just what we did. We flew in unarmed aircraft and dropped paratroopers under combat conditions a lot of times, and yet today I don't drink at all. That was an addiction that I was relieved of, basically. But while I was in the Air Force, I started my own business in the internet marketing space, as we call it. It's just another medium for selling your products and services. But by the time I retired, I had been doing that for 6 years and was already at over $100,000 in part-time income. And I started teaching other people how to start their own businesses online, basically turning their knowledge, their expertise into mostly information products. And today I work primarily with people who are launching their own products, helping them to make the world aware of their products and helping them to find promoters who help them to sell more of their products. I earn a commission from connecting people, basically, and I train other people to do that too. And I enjoy that very much. It is extremely lucrative because I only take products that I know are going to do very well, and then I charge a high enough percentage where I don't have to work very hard. I just connect people and correct minor mistakes in their marketing, and the universe blesses me very richly for that. And I am at a point today where I have very few worries, and I get to spend time with my grandchildren, and life's good.
Beautiful. And I'll be back with each of you to find out about, you know, talking about the freedom and entrepreneurship. And let me go to this next expert. Good morning. Your last 4 digits are 5976. And who am I blessed to have here? Hello, good morning, caller. Your first 3 digits are 312. Are you one of the experts or you're just listening? Hello, caller. Your last 4 digits are 5976. Okay. I think they are probably just listening. Raise your hand if you want to speak, and I will put you back live. So, what powerful conversation we have had so far. I must be honest to you. If we should have signed off now on the year, people would have gotten a wealth of information. So, I want to thank each and every one of you. So, who would like to go first to answer for them personally as they look over their career as an entrepreneur? How would they define freedom in that sense for them?
I'll go first.
I wouldn't mind going.
Oh, go ahead. That's fine.
No, that's okay.
I was going to say that for me, freedom is really taking responsibility for what happens to me in my life. I realize that if I work for someone else, then I'm really depending on them to pay me, and they control my life. But if I decide to go into business for myself, as I did, then it's the ultimate freedom in that I then choose what I do, but I also realize that it's taking all the responsibility and the risk that goes with it. So it's not having to blame someone else or being able to blame someone else for things that go right or wrong in my life because I'm the one making the decisions. And when I was in the military, I'd get up every morning and turn on the television as I was getting dressed, and often I would watch news of some problem someplace in the world. And since I flew transport airplanes, I knew there was a very good chance that we'd be there by sundown, because whether it was a natural disaster where we'd fly in medical supplies and help to evacuate people, or some coup in some place where we might fly in and help to evacuate some person or whatever, we were always in trouble spots. So I had very little choice as to what I did. I just knew that if I was told to go someplace, I was going to do that. And today, freedom as an entrepreneur is deciding, I built a business where I can do it from anywhere in the world. I can mm-hmm. take my laptop and sit on the beach in some tropical paradise mm-hmm. and run my business. And so mm-hmm. that to me is like the ultimate freedom. And that's what I built myself. I can take my family and just go to Hawaii or someplace like that and just hang out on the beach for a month if I want to and continue running my business. So it's something
and you
I
do that.
Well,
you do that every April.
I spent 3 weeks of this past April in the Philippines visiting in-laws there, and had a blast. Spent time in a television station and all mm-hmm. over the place. So, but yeah, and I was working, but not very hard. So it was a vacation
yes.
combined with work. To me, I've turned my work into play.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Willie. For those of you who are just joining, that was one of our experts, Mr. Willie Crawford. And I think I know who this person is, but I think she's not hearing me. I think the caller on 5976, I think it's Miss Sabrina Jackson. Is that you, Sabrina? Dr. Sabrina Jackson, is that you? Huh. I don't know. This caller is not hearing. So let me hear from Coco. What does freedom mean for you, Coco?
Wow. Freedom means so many things to me. But one of the things that freedom means to me is courage.
Mm-hmm.
Courage to identify yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The courage to know who you are. Courage in believing in what you are and what you want to go, where you want to go and where you want to be. And mm-hmm. to have the courage to be able to do those things, for me, is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked some 20-odd years in corporate America, and it certainly gave me a great opportunity to travel and to see things and meet some interesting people. But what it also did was it gave me insight into knowing what I wanted to do for myself. If I can be successful running someone else's business and helping them to, you know, to achieve their goals, then why not put that same sort of intensity into my own business? So it took courage to believe in myself that I could take my talents and I can structure myself and run a successful business just as I was able to help other people run their businesses. So the freedom to be me, the freedom to use my creativity and be responsible for everything I do and take ownership of my life is such great freedom for me.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going back to caller on 312-376. Can you hear me? If you just want to listen in, you can just tell me you are listening. I'm not sure what's happening. And then, Mr. Dino, as an entrepreneur, how do you define freedom in that sense?
Well, I define it in lots of ways, but the one that's, I guess, been in my mind today, this morning, is that, and you've heard the saying before, freedom isn't free. And it's rather fortunate that we've been talking about some military things, and Mr. Crawford's been on the line.
Yes.
But the thing that I found as an entrepreneur, and with every one of the entrepreneurs that I've interviewed on my show, is that, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, they said, you know, our rights are the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't have the right to happiness. We've got the right to pursue happiness. So
That's right.
We've got to pursue our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot stay neutral. with regard to having the life that we want to live personally. We have to actively pursue it. So if we want to have, you know, freedom in our lives, if we want to spend each and every day doing work that we love so that it doesn't feel like work, that it feels more like fun, even though we're working hard, even though we might be staying up late or working weekends or whatever, if it's something that we love to do, we have to pursue it on purpose. So freedom isn't free, and so it takes a decision each and every day. And I find that if I ever put it in neutral, then, you know, just the forces that be, life in general, other people's quests will take me off track. So if I want to maintain and gain my freedom as an entrepreneur, I have to do so on purpose, make that decision each and every day. Mm-hmm. And so freedom isn't free.
That's right. And, you know, I ditto everything and I affirm everything that each of you have mentioned, because each and every day, as a former nurse, I went to nursing school. I was trained as a nurse and did nursing for majority of my life. However, even when I practiced nursing, I did it differently. I would always talk at length with my patients, especially when I'm giving medication. Before I would give them their medication, there's so much we talked about. And my co-workers were always very upset with me because they said, why do you have to spend so much time talking with everybody? Because I notice now that I do what I do. During those times, I was viewing them not as a patient, but as an individual. Mm-hmm. And I know they had other aspects of their lives other than their diagnosis that the doctor had pronounced on them. And little did I know about coaching and how you empower other people and have people walking in their calling and purpose. I did not know any of those things. But as we look back over our entire lives, we notice that the things we were always passionate about has to do with our calling. So freedom to me allows me to do all the things that you guys have mentioned already and more. I can get up every day and decide, God, you bless me with one more day. Let me go out and look for somebody else to make a difference in their lives. I don't have to go around blaming the government. I don't have to blame the person next door because I have choices. And I can choose to make the decisions that will add value not only to my life, but to the greater community for the greater good. So I thank each and every one of you for being on and for so passionately sharing. I want to remind the callers to call in 646-915-8166. And I might as well go and read all this person's phone number out. It's 312-376-5976. You are on the air live. Do you want to add something to the conversation, or are you just listening? Hello, caller. Well, I'm going to be muting that person back because I don't think they are on to talk. They are probably just listening. Yes, as we're talking about today, if you're just joining us, how does freedom impact us as entrepreneurs? And I listened to Dina Herbert. I listened to Coco Melvin. I listened to Willie Crawford. And each of them are so uniquely passionate about their entrepreneurship. I want to ask this general question to each of you. Have you on this journey of entrepreneurship encounter others telling you that why don't you get a real job and why don't you do this or why don't you do that? Because Others are always ready to deal out advice on what they think you ought to be doing. Have any of you ever encountered that?
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely.
And I got it initially when I retired because my wife didn't think that not having a job was as secure as I realized it was. But once she saw that I did indeed have a nice steady income, I don't get it anymore, but certainly in the beginning.
And Dino?
Yeah, I've gotten it a couple times. I'll say my initial foray into entrepreneurship started I guess back in 91 when I was at a job where, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of the departure, but I decided to leave the job, and we were in one of our recessions. It was late 91, early 92, and we were, I think we were officially in a recession, according to NBER.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, well, you should just stay and, you know, put up with her giving, and until you can find another job, and I was at the place. I mean, just like our forefathers were on that fateful day back in 1776, I was at the place where I was compelled to leave or impelled to leave. I had to go, and so, you know, that was the first time people were like, well, you shouldn't do this,
right?
Because
right.
it's a little unsafe. And I just think people are mistaken about how safe their safe, secure job is. I mean, I've known far too many people who have worked for quote-unquote safe, secure jobs, and they found out that was not the case. And you know, even though people think that, you know, entrepreneurship is reckless, it is not that case, in my opinion.
That's right. And people can always go and read Dino's story and realize that was a good job with good benefits. you'll read his story and you'll see. But the beauty about this is that no one knows us like we know ourselves. I know our relatives and our supporters and sometimes spouses, for those who have spouses, they rarely don't mean any harm because they love us so much they don't want to see us hurt. But they are not the one that's having the burning desire inside, and they just have to trust you.
Well, if I can add to that, when you're speaking of your husbands, I want to talk about my ex-husband who did not see my vision, did not see my dream, was not supportive of my dream, and told me that I would be nothing without having a job.
Mm.
And so, you know, that was very piercing to hear someone like that, because someone you love and you think is supportive. But of course, there are other means or other reasons why we're not together today. But one was because of my dream and my vision and not being supportive of it.
Yeah.
So, there will be people who say, you can't do this. You know, how can you run a business on your own and begin to have doubts and things of that nature? But you know what? I persevered. I knew what my calling was. I knew what my purpose was, and I was not going to let anything or anyone get in the way of me pursuing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy. I am so happy today that if I allowed, you know, other people to, you know, dissuade me from following my passion, no telling where I would be. And some of those people today, as someone mentioned, that they've had jobs, they had great jobs. But yes, after 26 years of working for someone else, those companies let those people go. And, they gave a little package, a little pat on the back, and that was it. So, there is no security.
There is no security. You know, I think it was day before yesterday, I was reading on the news where one of the big companies with a W, I'm not going to call their name because they're not sponsoring the show here, but a 73-year-old woman worked for them for 20 years, and they let her go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
You know, that is so shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Shameful. And that, you know, somebody in her neighborhood was empathetic towards her because she is the woman who has been baking peanut brittle for the community for how many years. Can you imagine if she had went into business selling her peanut brittle? She would be secure now. There would be nobody who would be firing her because she could have sold her recipe like the cookie person. Again, I'm not calling the name because they're not sponsoring the show. But we just got to believe in who we are called to be.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, I want to chime in. I think also that, you know, people tend to focus only on the financial aspect of entrepreneurship.
Yes.
I don't think people realize what a personal development journey this is.
Yes. Yes.
We can only grow. I mean, there's certain growth that happens to us as people because we're entrepreneurs that we are unable to grow in this way if we are employees. And
right.
I think that's a side that doesn't get discussed enough, I think, because,
yes.
you know, because I'm so sensitive, I guess, about, not that I think I'm going to die, but, you know, my father died as young. I want to make sure I'm here for my kids. I mean, life is too short to spend 40 hours a week doing something you don't just absolutely love.
I believe
entrepreneurship as personal development isn't talked about enough.
You know, Dina, I when I went on your page, because I didn't see that picture with you skydiving, I said, man, the brother is serious. The brother is serious. And, you know, you are looking, and you really don't know when your name is going to come up on the roll and be called to go to yonder places. But I don't see it as you being fearful about your daddy's passing. I see it as you putting in place the legacies that you want to leave for your children.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I'm not afraid of death. Some people think I'm a little crazy for jumping out of a plane. But in my mind, and that's the reason I do what I do, it's analogous to entrepreneurship. Some people think you're crazy for jumping out of a safe, secure job.
That's right.
But I think, I mean, life is meant for living. I think of a quote from Jack London. I'd rather be a superb meteor than a sleepy planet. The proper function of man is to live, not to exist. So, I mean, we're supposed to live our lives. And I think entrepreneurship, making money doing something that you love, is a wonderful way to live your life to its fullest.
Beautiful. Willie, would you like to chime in?
Well, I agree with everything that's been said so far. I mean, I too am not afraid of death just because I've been around it so much, and so I realize that everything is as it's supposed to be. And there is a part of me that wants to feel like I am living a purpose. Like my life will have meaning, and so a lot of what drives me and the work I choose is doing things that I honestly believe makes a difference in other people's lives. And so that's a big driver for me. I don't want to be just sitting in an office somewhere doing what I'm told and looking out the window waiting for the day to end and not feeling I'm doing something meaningful. So that's a big part of what drives me, though.
Beautiful. And if I can add to that, I just wanted to mention when we're talking about death, one day I had a lot on my mind. And I drove into a cemetery, and I just sat in my car, and I thought about the many, many people who have left here with stories untold, with dreams unfulfilled, and that was something for me. And while I was there, I got a phone call, and a friend of mine said, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm in the cemetery." They said, "Girl, get out of there. What are you doing in there? What's wrong with you? Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes, I am." It allowed me to reflect because, see, I don't want to leave here without fulfilling
fulfilling mm-hmm. my calling and my passion in life. And mm-hmm. and I don't want to have an untold story. Mm-hmm. I want my story in my life to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So being an entrepreneur is allowing me to live the life that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to leave here without my story being untold.
You know, I'm sure everyone on the line is familiar with Dr. Miles Monroe, who is a good friend and mentor. And Dr. Miles says in the majority of his books, the richest place on earth is the cemetery, the graveyard, because of all the things that you just mentioned, there are many architects who never draw the building, writers, musicians. So you are so right. And you got to do what it takes to make sure you get your aha moment.
Yes.
Because if we all sit around and be comfortable without
mm-hmm.
living each day, because all we have is today. We don't have tomorrow. So if we keep putting off what we ought to do right this moment, that's the reason why a lot of people leave this world without their music and songs and buildings being built or being sung or stories being told, because they procrastinated and waited for tomorrow. Tomorrow
is
promised to nobody, because when God blesses us to see the rising of the sun, the next day it is again today. So why not give today the fullest of all
that
we have?
That's so true. And, you know, and God, you know, God gives us a talent. I think we all are blessed with a gift and a talent, and he gives us a vision. At least I know God gave me a vision. He showed me what my purpose was. And, you know, I live each and every day following my passion and doing what I was, you know, created to do. And so when people come to the realization, well, you have to come to the realization and realize what your purpose is in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find out what your purpose is, but you're not living your life purposefully,
mm-hmm.
then who do you have to blame? Who do you have
That's
to blame?
Right.
You have no one to blame.
That's
because
right.
each and every day we awaken to, you know, to a new life. It's
mm-hmm.
a new opportunity to
mm-hmm.
follow your passion and your dreams. So
mm-hmm.
don't sit back and complain. I tell people, don't sit back and complain. Get up
mm-hmm.
and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace
mm-hmm.
your passion.
That's
and
right.
live it.
That's right. Because people need to stop pointing fingers and decide
yes.
on how do I take action. Because as Willie says in his email to me this morning, it's about getting out of your way. And a lot of us are standing in our own ways, because we're watching the person next door, we're watching the person in the next cubicle, instead of watching the person in the mirror and say, now, what action am I supposed to be taking right now? It's about action.
I think it's also about fear and uncertainty. Some people don't take action because they're not sure that they're going to be doing what they're meant to do, for example. And I answer those people with, we're never really sure. I mean, I studied one thing in college, did something entirely different, never used that training. And so it's about picking something that you think you want to do and
mm-hmm.
to do that with purpose
mm-hmm.
and passion. And
mm-hmm.
then give yourself permission to change your mind later if you want to.
That's right, because it's not engraved in your skin. You know, it's not tattooed. Willie, while I have you on, you are someone who does a lot of joint ventures and great opportunities where you partner people with people and do a lot of amazing things. I am so honored to know you and to be part of your network. For those entrepreneurs who are still uncertain of what they want to do, what can they do to lessen their fear? Is there an opportunity where a joint venture situation can alleviate some of that fear and uncertainty?
Well, the joint ventures that I put together are people who have projects that they want to get off the ground, and they know they need others' help. And the biggest challenges they face are finding others who are willing to maybe put some of their own self-interest aside to help another business owner without worrying about being taken advantage of. And so what stifles a lot of businesses from growing, actually, is fear of cooperation with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so just learning to actually put the other business owner's interest first,
mm-hmm.
to an extent, because when you help others, the law of reciprocity makes it such they want to help you. Even if you don't ask them for help, they want to help you back. So
that's right.
The real key there is to be willing to help others and not worry so much about being taken advantage of. Yes, there are people who will take advantage of you, but
mm-hmm.
the majority
mm-hmm.
of people I've encountered are good. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if they see that you have their best interest at heart, then they will go out of their way to help you to be successful. And
mm-hmm.
with joint ventures, it's all about leverage. It's about you
mm-hmm.
having something that the other business owner can use and
mm-hmm.
vice versa, and just
mm-hmm.
being willing to see that and work together. So
mm-hmm.
it's getting over your fear of being taken advantage of, I guess.
Right. I'm going to come to Dina first, but I like what you just said, Willie, because there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs who still live in the Lone Ranger mindset. What I have is mine and I don't want you to touch it. Instead of learning to leverage. And there's a lot of people who just need to flush out their minds about that. You know, once you have your brand, no one is going to be able to take that away from you. However, if you can sell them on it, they'll be able to add value to it. So we have to just learn that, yes, there are people out there who you can trust. And, you know, I listened to what you were saying, and I remember a conversation I was having a few weeks ago with someone about networking. I said to someone, when I go to a networking event, now I don't even have business cards, because a lot of people are going to these events only to push their business cards. And they leave there with 60, 70 business cards and they know nothing about the person. I say, I have made the decision that I'll have a conversation, learn about the person. If I can indeed add value to what they are doing, then I get their contact information. A lot of people are going to networking event, and they really don't understand about networking. They are just pushing cards. So I'm glad for that insight, Willie, that you gave. Dina.
Yes.
Do you want to chime in on to anything that either Coco, myself, or Willie said, or you have something you want to interject here?
Well, just one small thing. You said, you know, entrepreneurs are, you know, we're not lone rangers. And I think in some ways the media has, you know, there's the head guy, the main guy, the visionary is often promoted in the media. So you see one guy, you see Richard Branson, you see Donald Trump, you see Mike Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are no Rambles in entrepreneurship.
That's right.
It definitely is a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes more people in order to grow your business.
That's right. Dina, you mentioned about the jumpstart your business. Let's talk about that a little bit so the entrepreneurs can know exactly how that applies to someone new and how they can utilize your services and all of that.
Well, I've gone full out with this analogy of you know, starting a business and jumping out of a plane. So I believe there are six stages of a business. You know, there's the before you go up stage, the mindset, the preparation stage. So there's various things you need to learn and do before you even get to the place where you definitely want to start your business. And then there, before you jump out of the plane, there are several things that you need to do and put in place and
mm-hmm.
activities you need to do before you leave your quote-unquote safe, secure job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't advocate people just kind of jump out into nothingness without being prepared
mm-hmm.
because certainly, you know, before you jump out of a plane, you don't just throw a knapsack on your back.
That's right.
putting that parachute together is a very important aspect of it. So there are definitely things that the would-be entrepreneur needs to put in place and do before they leave their job fully. And I'm of the opinion that you're not a true entrepreneur, and some people might disagree with me, until you leave. You can certainly start a business on the side before you leave your job, but I don't think the true learning and the true happening and the full experience happens until you fully take that step, because it's just like riding a bike. You can't really ride a bike until you take those training wheels off. Then, you know, we talk about, you know, the free fall stage of the business. We deal with, you know, that first, you know, 1 year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years of that business, very critical time in terms of what you need to do to survive that first, you know, very critical period, because, you know, 80-85% of businesses, according to the SBA, fail within those first 4 or 5 years. And so that's a very critical part. And then we talk about, you know, once the canopy is open, what do you do after your business is kind of stabilized? What do you do in terms of managing your business on a day-to-day operation? What can you do to increase your efficiency within your business in terms of, you know, marketing your business, in terms of just putting systems in place so that it's running the systems on its own, so you're not trying to be the chief cook and the bottle washer. You're mm-hmm. getting other people involved in running your business so it can be a stable thing. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about the phase, and I train in the phase of steering that chute to exactly where you want to go, because you can't just kind of let your business run itself on autopilot. You have to make strategic decisions in terms of exactly which markets you want to pursue so that you can get to the place where you dominate your market. So I consult people on their business regardless of what stage of their business they're in terms of helping them get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know, there is so much information that is being passed out here, and I just pray that each person will share this episode with someone else so that they can utilize that. I want to encourage the listeners to please call in 646-915 if you have a question for any of our experts. We have Ms. Coco Melvin, Mr. Dina Herbert, and Mr. Willie Crawford on the line, and I know others will be joining us later on. And you can pose who your question is for, and I also want to let the expert know that whenever they so choose to end their conversation, you are welcome to do that, because I know that today is the 4th of July, you have family commitments and all of that, so whenever unless you decide you want to, you do not need to stay for the entire segment of the show. So again, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I am going to have to be parting very shortly. I do have family here, and so I'm going to take off in about another 10 minutes. But I just want to say thank you very much for having me here on the show, and it was very great to listen to the gentleman here today, too. What a great bunch of people you have, and I hope other people are listening and learning and try to take the initiative to live their life to the fullest, mm-hmm. Creating all the possibilities that for themselves, because there, and someone spoke of fear. Yes, there was fear for me even when I started my own business. There was fear. You're going to have fear. You're going to have doubt. You're going to have uncertainty and things of that nature. But you can't let fear overtake you. Mm-hmm. You have to, when you can come to realize who you are and realize what your purpose is, and begin to release your gifts and your talents, you can begin to live your life the way that I keep going back, create the life that's intended for you, mm-hmm. because there is a purpose for every one of us, and mm-hmm. we just have to take the time to find out what that purpose is and live it to the fullest. So mm-hmm. If you're thinking of starting a business, do it. Now mm-hmm. is the time, particularly now, mm-hmm. for small businesses to get out there and be creative. So I just want to encourage people to continue to listen to shows like yours. We have all these powerful people. And thank you once again for allowing me to be a part of the show.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to just take a brief commercial break.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so stop by and support our sponsors. And we have one more expert calling in. And I think that's Coco calling back. Okay.
Yes, I dropped off for a quick second, but I just wanted to share one thing before I go. I have written a book. It's called The Happiness Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
The Happiness Pledge book, 10 Steps to Create the Life Intended for You. And
mm-hmm.
it's a fascinating book. It allows you to ask yourself questions about who you are, where you want to be, and how you're going to get there in life. And it's an e-book, and it can be bought on my website. And my website is Melvin, Melvin, melvinsmiles.webs.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about smiling and feeling good and finding your happiness and joy in life.
Do you have access to it now? Would you like to read a few of the questions for the listeners to kind of get a taste of what it is?
Sure. If you just give me a second here, I sure can do that.
Yes.
If you want to ask someone.
Okay.
No, if you want to ask someone else something, I'll go ahead and grab that.
Yeah. So you're listening to the A New Day radio show, and today we are having conversation with some of the greatest minds in entrepreneurship. We have experts who decided that they needed to claim their freedom, and today they are demonstrating their claim to their freedom by taking some time out today to invest in you, the listeners. Whether you're listening live on the web or you're listening on the archive, they did that for you today with the intention that come 4th of July 2013, you will come on this radio show and you will give a testimony of how their contribution and their commitment to you on this show today has helped you the rest of the year into 2013. So I hope that you will accept that challenge and come back, because they today are paying it forward in you. We look forward to you coming back and let them know how much you appreciate them. Coco.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the quotes in my book I share with people, I say, you know, God has planted seeds of greatness in every one of us. And his plan for life is for those seeds to sprout and to grow and produce in life and produce in your life a life of health, wealth, and happiness. And from the very start of creation, it's God's plan for people to enjoy life to the fullest. So I want people to be open to receiving the gift of life today
mm-hmm.
and living in your power and your passion and your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
One of the exercises that I ask people to recognize is begin to find out. Let me get here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to turn to the page here. I'm looking at my. I ask them to make a list.
Mm-hmm.
List what you think are your unique gifts or
mm-hmm.
your talents, because
mm-hmm.
we all have them. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you just sit back and listen to and observe what people say about you, or observe the things that you like to do, things that mean so much to you, you can begin to write a list of
mm-hmm.
your unique gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask them, once you make that list, list ways in which you would like to use them to help change the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, it's not so much all about ourselves sometimes. Whatever our business is, it's usually about helping the next person.
Yeah,
so,
not sometimes, all the time. If your business is about you, you're in the wrong business.
Exactly, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at the end, of course, it's important to know what it means to you, but find out what your gifts are and how it can help change the lives of others. And then you will be able to activate living in your power with a purpose.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coco, for taking the time to share that. And we pray for your continued success in all that you do. You're a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And I just look on all the creative things that over the time that I've known you and see all the amazing things that you do. And I just look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Well, thank you very much. Likewise. Have
bye-bye.
A wonderful day.
Yes, you too.
Thank
and
you.
Happy
all right, bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Yes, so let me go back to Dino and Willie. And
I just wanted to touch on one point that Coco mentioned, and that was we touched on fear earlier, which I brought up. And, you know, being, again, from a military background, normal people are afraid of things that everybody else is afraid of. So courage is really acting in the face of fear. And when
mm-hmm.
you go into business for yourself and you're running things all by yourself, and often it feels like your employees and your customers and your suppliers and everybody seems to be against you at times, you know. I go to local networking meetings like the Glacier Kennedy Insider Circle groups where we hang out together as business owners, and we discuss the fact that if you're a business owner and people ask you, well, how's business going? If you tell the bank that business is not so great, then the bank's going to cut off your credit. If you tell the
that's
employees
right, Willie.
Going, if you tell employees it's going great, they start looking. They ask for a raise. If you tell them it's going bad, they start looking for another job. You know, if you tell
that's
your suppliers
right.
that business is going bad, they reduce your credit line. If you tell them it's going great, they want to raise prices. So it feels like everybody's against that business owner, and it can feel very alone, and it can be intimidating. But courage is, you know, acting in the face of fear, and doing despite that. So you have to reach a point where you just are willing to step out on a limb and also realize that things aren't always going to go your way, you know.
That's right.
But you don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. You learn from them and you
learn
you,
from them. Lessons learned.
Right. You realize there's very few mistakes are going to kill you. So you learn to
tell
take
me about it.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe
and the only way to, I mean, talking about fear, and the only way to overcome that fear, in my opinion, is to flex those muscles. I mean, you can't read about leadership.
Anyhow.
You can't read about leadership in a book. You can't read about business ownership in a book. You have to do it. So
that's
the only
right.
way to deal with the situation where you got, you know, you need some credit and you can't get credit and you're dealing with employees, the only way to do that is to do it. I mean, you can't.
That's right.
It's like riding a bike. It's like swimming. It's like being a leader. The only way to develop those skills is to actually do it. I mean, even simulations aren't enough. You have to really experience that fear in order to overcome it. So, you know, a lot of people were afraid to swim, you know, jump in that water the first time. The only way you overcome that fear is to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only way to overcome that fear of being a business owner is actually to get in there and start doing things, to start marketing, to start doing cold calling if you need to, and marketing and networking. The only way to do it is to do it.
And, you know, something we need to learn to invest in who we want to become, because there is Dina Herbert, there is Willie Crawford, who have been there, done that, as they put it. So the mistakes that you guys have learned from, there's absolutely no reason why I and the next person need to go out there and make the same mistakes again. But I learned that a lot of entrepreneurs are extremely reluctant in investing in who they want to become. The first thing you will hear, they say, oh, I ain't got the money. I got to spend too much money for that.
You don't have the money. If you don't have the money, you got to spend the time. So
exactly.
It's got to be one or the other.
That's right.
You can spend money on training, go to seminars. If you don't have the money, until you get the money, you got to be, you know, online reading books, reading things online. I mean, there's information everywhere. So if you don't have the money, you've got to spend the time to.
Spend the time. All right, I'll be back to you, gentlemen. We have one more caller. Caller, your last four digits are 6690. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, Happy Liberty and Freedom Day. This is
Anne Dubois. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I've been listening, doing a little work in my office and listening. But I said, I told you I would call in at 11, and it is that time. So
yes,
I decided to call in.
I want to introduce you to Mr. Dean Herbert out of Ohio and Mr. Willie Crawford out of Florida. Please meet Anne Dubois.
Hello, Mr. Dubois.
Blessings, gentlemen, blessings.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, please take some time. It's not your first time on the show, but however, I thank you for taking time out today to invest in my listeners. I want you to please introduce yourself and then give your statement and what does freedom mean for you as an entrepreneur.
Sure. Again, my name is Anne Dubois. I am the founder and CEO of AEO Consortium. And AEO Consortium is a multimedia organization. We work with TV, online streaming, and also radio streaming and radio interviews, which are done at Fairford University. I've been doing that for, I'd say, maybe 7 years now. And along with that, I am an author and a public speaker and a poet, and I go by the Voice of Love. You can visit my site if you're interested in just knowing more about me at aeotv.biz. In terms of freedom, you're talking about a big question. Freedom for me is, in terms of entrepreneurship, deals with the ability to be as God is. God is, He is the greatest, He is the master entrepreneur. The creator of the universe is the master entrepreneur. He is the mastermind. And for me, entrepreneurship deals with first knowledge of self. Unless one knows who one is, one cannot be effective on full throttle as an entrepreneur.
Amen.
So that's what entrepreneurship in terms of freedom means for me. Now, in terms of freedom from a humanitarian point of view, because you know I deal with the freedom and liberty of all beings, because I believe that's what we all are here for. It is important that we value and take to heart the struggles and the adversities that our ancestors went through. They were enslaved and did not have liberties that we now have. And two of those liberties that I think are at the top of the list are reading and writing. If you remember, they were lynched. They were lynched. Reading and writing was such a value during the time of slavery that our ancestors, our great-grandparents, our great-grandfathers, and our great-aunts and uncles were lynched because they wanted to read and write. And so here we are in 2012, and the gentleman, along with Ms. Coco, I know are utilizing the two abilities of reading and writing. I know this. There's no doubt. because there's no possible way to do business on a day-to-day basis and not put those two skills to work effectively to keep it moving forward. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
But for those listeners who are interested in going out and becoming an entrepreneur, or maybe you've already stepped out, make sure your blueprint, make sure your business plan, make sure your website, make sure every form of communication that you have in the system on the internet, and even the information that you pass out, is clear and is communication. Number two is read about, in terms, because we're talking about freedom, read about your liberties in terms of the covenants that are biblical, because I'm a Bible believer, and hopefully every day I'm a Bible doer. There are covenants that the Heavenly Father has given humanity that we must know about in order to participate in them. If God says, I'll make you the head and not the tail, then how does that manifest itself from a practical point of view? How am I going to be the head and not the tail if I'm in debt? See, these are things, and there are ways. There are ways, and I don't want to go too deep in, but all I'll say is that there are covenant benefits that we all have in terms of our freedom as a spiritual being, and then there are judicial laws that are on the books that are there for us to be free far beyond what we can ask or think. I'm a living witness. And so I would like to say to anyone who's out there listening that know your rights. Spend some time, spend a whole weekend and read the Declaration of Independence. Spend some time and read the covenant that God made with man in terms of the freedoms and the benefits. There are some freedom and benefits that we blow our mind. And it's there for us.
Yes.
But reading, and then after reading comes writing. Because the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And so, Daphne, as you can see, I'll just go on and on and on.
I want you to catch a breath, take a sip of water, because I want to ask the brothers to chime in on what you just said. So either one of you can just go ahead and chime in to what Anae just mentioned.
I did want to piggyback on that just because I know that throughout recorded history, not just with the history of the African-American, but throughout recorded history, rulers who have wanted to control people have depended on them not being educated or unable to read, to understand. And that's why in so many cultures, only the certain classes were taught to read and They depended on the peasants to not be able to read, and that's what allowed them to be kept subjugated. So that's so powerful.
Beautiful.
As she was speaking, I thought of Frederick Douglass and the things he had gone through to make sure he could read. And one of my favorite quotes in his autobiography is, "I prefer to be true to myself even at the hazard of incurring the ridicule of others, rather than to be false and incur my own abhorrence." And I also thought of Vernon Jordan and his book that was titled Vernon Can Read, where he talked about how he was going to college and how his employer was surprised when he found him in his library. Guess what? Vernon can read, and it's such a, we're talking about freedom, it's a liberating thing. When you read about those slaves who, when they discovered the power of the written word, it changed everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, when you were able to decipher those symbols and what they meant, it turned your whole world around. And so, Ms. DeWaugh is right. It's a powerful thing, and it's in some ways a shame that sometimes young people take this for granted,
Yes.
You know, you're going through school and it's a burden, but it's like it's a privilege, and it's something that will help get you to where you want to go. Reading and
writing is a very powerful thing. That's the bottom line, and I am just so thankful that Annie came and had this rich piece, because you are so right. You know, it never seems to amaze me when you have conversation with a lot of the children who are in school now. You ask them about school, and all of a sudden, the expression on their face is one of agony and annoyance. Because they don't want to be in school. And I just pray that a lot of them will hear this and understand, because I'm sure their parents tell them this all the time. Our life depends on reading or writing. After you have conquered these two things, everything else is going to be like a piece of cake. But I think a lot of the children now really do not understand the seriousness of that.
It's a somewhat trite sounding expression that knowledge is power, but it really is power, and it's one of the things that certainly allowed me to rise up from where I started. I mean, I grew up on welfare in extreme poverty, and what allowed me to escape that to an extent was books that let me see that there was a bigger world, and that not everybody lived as I did, and it was
that
started me dreaming.
That's right. We have we'll still welcome your call, listeners, by calling 646-915-8166, and we have 38 minutes remaining. And I want to allow. I'm so thankful to Dino and Willie for staying the duration of the show. And
I need to get off in just a couple minutes. So you say that, I need to. Me and the wife and the kids are going to be doing some things. So in a few minutes, I need to jump off myself.
Right. So I am going to allow you to just summarize, because this is what I was saying. We have 38 minutes remaining, and I want to give each of you a portion. You can take what amount of time you want to summarize the conversation and what you want to leave the listeners with. So, Dina, seeing that you're going to be hopping off, why don't you please go first and just summarize what you want to leave us with.
Well, I mean, this is a conversation I could have every day, and this is one of the reasons I do my radio show, Hero Entrepreneurs. I think we should be talking about entrepreneurship every day. We talk about the weather. We talk about the stock market. We talk about traffic. We talk about crime. I think we should be talking about entrepreneurship every single day, and I could do this. I could certainly stay on and talk more about this. This is a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
But talking about liberty, in my mind, Independence Day in the United States is the same as Entrepreneurship Day, because declaring your independence is all about being the entrepreneur. All about being the person that you were meant to be. They put that document together because they were just impelled to do it. They just had to do it. You get to the place where you want to live your life to the fullest, or you're fed up with a situation that is unsatisfactory to you, and you can experience that freedom of life and of business. I want to just leave that if any of the guests or any of your listeners want to get in touch with me to be on Hero Entrepreneurs, they can go to heroentrepreneurs.com or find our Facebook page, our fan page. You can Google my name, Dino Herbert. I'm all about promoting entrepreneurship. I don't think we talk about it enough. And, Daphne, I want to thank you again for inviting me on the show and for doing this show. I think we should do it on an annual basis, actually.
Yeah. Thank you. And before you go, would you tell the listeners when your show is on and how they can listen in, please, Dino?
I do a show I'm recording in a studio in Columbus, Ohio. Right now we air at 1 p.m. Eastern on Friday afternoons. I may be going to a different time slot, but right now my show airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the work you're doing. And I know we have some unfinished business, and we have to buckle up and get busy. So
yes,
thank
indeed.
You again, my friend, and I congratulate you on all your accomplishments and all the wonderful things you're doing, and happy 4th.
I appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Mr. Crawford and Ms. Dwoa.
Yes, be well.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Nice talking to you.
Yes, Willie, I'm going to give you an opportunity to please summarize, and then I'll give the last to Annette.
Okay, and I, too, need to get off shortly. But the biggest factors to me that were brought out were, first of all, that we're talking freedom and independence, and as long as you're really depending on someone else to provide a livelihood for you, you haven't really declared your independence. And so it takes deciding that you insist upon having more than you can get from just working for someone else, and then being willing to take that the risk and the responsibility. That's one thing. And so it's a sort of a self-reliance thing. But also what I was reminded of was that when you step out and you become an entrepreneur, you still don't have to do it alone. So there are lots of organizations you can join, all kinds of civic organizations and probably even groups at your church or whatever, of people that you can at least get together with periodically and discuss business so that you realize you are not alone, that you're not the only one facing those struggles. There are other people who can share with you resources for financing or employee relations or suppliers or whatever. So you're not alone even when you step out and start your own business. It's just that you have to be willing to make the time to share with others. And as long as you're ready to share with them, then they're willing to share with you. Those are the two points I wanted to make. And anyone who wants to follow up with me, my website is at williecrawford.com. That's williecrawford.com. And they can find out all about me there.
And also I want to mention the site that they can visit to get more information from the email this morning. That's http://timic.org/how. So that's another one of Willie's site where he's doing phenomenal work. So you can just visit that site as well. And I want to thank you, Willie, for everything that you have done, everything you have done for me, and you know, just being accessible to me to help me do what God has called me to do. It's an honor to call you friend and colleague, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Happy 4th of July. Miss Annette, it leaves us to, we have 32 minutes. I don't know how much of that.
Okay. Well, I will certainly... share a bit of it. I'm going to have to, I don't think I'll be here for the whole duration, but
right,
I'll hang out for a minute with you.
Sure, sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, I admire you as well with the phenomenal work that you are doing and for your willingness to share. But as one of the experts had mentioned earlier on, about people's fear in being inclusive. People don't want to let others in. And unless we do that, we are not going to be able to expand. Would you like to weigh in on that? How do you see that impeding the success of entrepreneurs?
Well, Daphne, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be on the phone with you if that was not a part of the process. I believe that you extended an open door for me, because somewhere during the day or during the month I extended an open door to someone else.
Yes.
And so I think it's the top of the list. It's like after having breath to breathe, after having strength in your body, after having a sound mind, the next thing is to extend some kindness and mercy. That should be the first thing on your list.
That's right. That's right. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude.
Yes, yes.
Annie, you know, Annie, it doesn't take a lot.
No,
it's
definitely.
That little something. It's sometimes it's just a word. I tell people, you know, I have a friend that I went to nursing school with, and that lady and I, we don't write each other. We're not on the phone together. Occasionally, we speak. However, when I go to Jamaica and I see Opal Jerry is her name,
mm-hmm.
It is as if we never parted. At nursing school, we sat next to each other so much till I reconnected with one of the women from my batch, and she reminded me that we graduated in 1970, and she sent me the graduation picture. So I sent it to my son, and I said, I bet you cannot find me. And he said, Mommy, I know my Aunt Opal, and all I have to do is to find Auntie Opal picture, and I know after I find Auntie Opal picture, you're going to be right there.
Wow.
And it is so true. It is so true. And that friendship,
yes,
is so cemented that we don't have to be talking every day to know how much we care for
That's
each
true.
Other.
That's true.
You know, I think, too, that men, they are more receptive than we women are, because women get so jealous over the most stupid of stuff.
I agree. I think men are more open. I my prayer is that people would recognize that having the willingness
mm-hmm.
to allow somebody's light to shine in your space.
That's right now.
Without
That's
being,
right now.
Without feeling a threat, without feeling any type of competition, just let other people's light shine. Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Because that's what God allows us to do
that's
as
right.
entrepreneurs. Every day we get up and we're attempting to allow our light to shine,
mm-hmm.
not just for our sake, but my hope is that I can share my skills and I can share my platform so you can become better.
That's
See,
right.
Because Daphne, I truly believe that we are the arms and we are the extension of heaven on earth. That,
of course we are.
Yes.
And that's why I tell people, let's enjoy heaven right here. Don't wait to be 6 foot under. Do
exactly.
your heavenly good that you can do right here now
exactly.
so there will be no regrets.
Exactly.
You know, yes. a lot of people is holding on, they're banking for when they exit out of here. I ask the question, what are you doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing right now? And I tell people, it's not, there's no wrong or right answer to it. When you look in that mirror, that's besides God, your Father, that's who you are accountable to. So when you try to deceive Anne or you try to deceive me, you can't deceive the person who is looking back at you.
True.
Because that person is with you 365 days a year, 24/7. So be accountable to that person that is looking back at you. Because if you don't, you are indeed shortchanging yourself.
Right, right. To thine own self be true.
To thine own self be true.
Yeah,
to
but
thine
Daphne,
own self be true.
Do you know that most times most people cannot be true to themselves because they don't know themselves?
They don't know themselves.
So how can you be true if you don't know
you don't
who
know.
You really are?
That's right. That's right.
You know?
That's right. And it gives me the chills, you know, to know that because there are so many, especially women, who don't know who they are. And they keep hopping from one person's bed to the other person's
mm-hmm.
bed to the other person's bed, seeking to find themselves.
And you'll never find yourself in someone's bed. Now,
no.
you might
no.
find yourself, there's a scripture that says, be still and know.
Be still and know it's
you
okay
find
to sit
you will,
and put your leg up and do nothing.
You will find yourself when you still yourself, when
That's
you
right.
allow silent, when you allow the silence within you and the still small voice to speak to you. I just recently had an incident where there was someone, he was looking for a place to stay, and so he talked to me and my dad, and so initially he said, well, I would like to stay for a couple of months, and so initially we said yes, but when I started to think and the still small voice spoke to me, I said, on the surface it looks good. But something in me is telling me this is not necessarily the wisest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So today he called. He said, well, you know, when can I come over? And I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to do the whole 3 months. I said, but for now, I know you have to move quickly. You can stay a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And he was like, well, I'll just sleep on the street. Listen, all I'm telling you is I'm telling you that we're not closing I'm not closing the door. I'm just saying the long term that you've asked for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, that's not the door. And so
exactly.
I had to honor what I was being led to honor within myself, even though we had mentioned another thing. And so he was kind of, you know, well, I'll sleep on the street, pride. And I'm like, listen, sir, I'm giving you the opportunity to still have a place until you...
Such and such a time.
Yes, and it would be better to be in a place where resources, where we have resources to other doors.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just, because it's not going to be 3 months, don't just shut the door altogether.
That's right.
And my point is that his attitude, the way he reacted...
Tells you something.
Oh, it told me, well, you obviously, you don't understand, because I'm still giving you an opportunity to get on your feet and to help you. I'm still giving you the opportunity, but what I'm saying is that this is a short transition.
Exactly, unless something else presents itself. So,
exactly.
You know, what should have happened there if he was in tune with himself, instead of saying I'll stay on the street, saying, you know, I'm thankful and I appreciate it and
right.
see what works out.
Exactly.
You know?
One and my thing is, let's do one day
That's
at
right.
a time.
Exactly.
One day.
Exactly.
One day at
one
a time.
One day at a time. But things happen, and this is why we need to be true to ourselves, and we need to be aware and alert at all times. Because they say not all that glitters is gold.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be cautious. We have to be cautious. We have to be sensitive. And above all, we need to be obedient to that still small voice inside of us.
And
I would prefer
to be obedient to the still small voice and two people be disappointed.
Than to
go against the voice, and then a month or a week down the line, we're reaping something, or we're experiencing something that we didn't have to experience because
exactly.
we did not listen to the voice.
That's right, and then you're going to say, "If I had known," and that's always too late.
Exactly.
I want to stay in respect of your time, and I want to give you an opportunity to summarize and leave some words of wisdom. I know you're a poet, you're a
yes.
writer and all
yes.
of that. And seeing that we have none of the other experts who have called in yet, or I don't know if they're still going to call in, you can use some time to share that which you want to share with my audience.
Yes, yes. I want to take this opportunity to, sometimes when I do presentations in small groups or big groups, it's called parable poetry. And parable poetry is just an opportunity for me to allow God to give me a fresh rhema word or a fresh knowing with my audience. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
on this July 4th, 2012, with Dynamic Daphne. Oh, boy, this is well. A wonderful day listening to Coco Melvin and many, many others that were there. Dino Herbert and my other brother, they shared such truth and such passions. Oh, it was great. But this is what I want to say to all who are listening, to all who are around, and to all who are seeking to experience freedom. Open your heart. Know that God is there with every breath, with every understanding, with every breathing, just breathing in and breathing out. The love of God, He's there. He's there waiting for you to say, Father, I yield. What would you have me to do? Ask Him on today. He's waiting to lead you. Freedom, oh freedom, we ask you to enter into our heart. Give us a brand new idea so we can have a brand new start. Freedom, oh freedom, only in America we stand free to express our religion, free to express our understanding, freedom of speech, and also freedom of expression. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Dynamic Daphne, I thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Sister Anne. Namaste.
Namaste.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I honor you, my sister.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I honor you. And I think this song, Oh Happy Day, would be a great song to play right this minute. There you go.
Happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
just want to thank all my experts for coming on and sharing. And I know that you as entrepreneurs or people who are thinking of being entrepreneurs, you are never going to be the same today after today. You know, simple steps, I mean, such rich information came from you. And remember what Sister Anne Dubois mentioned about your reading and your writing. It's never too late to go back to the beginning, guys, because that is going to open a wide, wide door for you. Thank you so much, my sister. And I think we are due a visit. We haven't seen each other for such a long time.
It's been some time.
Yes,
some time.
We need to just work something down and sit down where we can sit and just relax and you know, have a bite or something.
Yes, I welcome that. I am so open and receptive to all those things, Miss Stephanie.
Yes. So we will connect up and make that happen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bless you. And thank you so much for sharing that interview with me last night. And I
yes.
have to be sure to get that music. I love that music because I know there's a queen in me.
Yes.
I know there is a queen in me.
Listen, you are the major queen.
Yeah, I got to go on YouTube and find that. I love you, my sister. And stay
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. I tell you, I just pray that all of you, my listeners, had as much fun as we had on here this morning. Coco Melvin, Dina Herbert, Anne Dubois, and Willie Crawford, they outdid themselves. And did they deliver? Did they deliver? I want to be thankful to the universe for pulling this panel together, because all I did was to follow through and be obedient and to invite them. I thank them for what they have done this morning. I'm thankful for those of you who was able to listen. And I know that this will be one of the episodes that will be downloaded for a long time and be shared, because we talk about adding value to people's lives. This is what it is about, guys. These experts taking time out from their family and to share with you personally what freedom means for them. So now I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself the question. For the many lives that has been lost on the battlefield, for the many vets who are alive but they are experiencing some challenges with disability, with the many who have died, you heard Dina Herbert mention about his father passing away. I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself the question, am I really free? Am I really free? And after you ask that question, I want you to define what is your freedom indeed. What does your freedom mean for you? What are you doing to encourage somebody else? What are you doing to help someone better their lives? What are you doing to put a smile on somebody's face? What are you doing to embrace somebody who is battling depression? What are you doing? Today, America is experiencing 200 plus years of independence and freedom. Are you independent? Are you free? If not, what are your plans to make sure that you are free and that you are experiencing the independence that you so deserve? I am thankful for this digital medium for this internet opportunity where I can continue to bless others around the world, where I can continue to enhance lives around the world, where I can continue to put fuel in the lamp of someone to make sure their flame is burning bright. I am thankful for each and every one of you who on a Sunday at 7 p.m. and on a Wednesday at 10 a.m. turn the dial to the A New Day show. And for all the people in the different areas, in St. Louis, Missouri, in Bridgeport, the greater Bridgeport area, in the greater Danbury area, in the greater Charter area, in the Cromwell area, who has made the decision to listen to my A New Day TV show, I am grateful for each and every one of you. I honor you. I honor the work that you are doing. I ask for your continuous prayers in asking the Lord to direct me in the ways that I need to do and what I need to make the life and the lives of others better. I love each and every one of you. Whatever it is that you do today, I ask that you be safe. Embrace somebody and let them know how you feel about them, that you honor them, that you cherish them. And for those of us who are traveling, I'm heading into New York. For those of us who are traveling today, be safe. And for those who are drinking, please do not drink and drive. I look forward to seeing you again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. when we're going to be talking about something to do with adversities or relationships or blessing, whatever it is, to enhance and empower your lives. Again, I want to just, I did not play this commercial, so I'll play this at the end before we go closing.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I want to remind you to join us on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook, we have A New Day Facebook.com, A New Day Radio. We also have Facebook.com, A New Day TV. We have Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com at Dynamic Daphne. And we have Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Please subscribe to our pages. Join us there. Mark this show favorite. Share the link with others. And we are always looking for amazing stories. So if you have a story that can add value to others, I encourage you to inbox us. And stop on our comments page and leave a word there for us so we can know what the show is doing for you. Is it indeed adding value to you? We want to hear from you. So again, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Claim your freedom. It is never too late to claim that which is yours. We'll see you again on Sunday evening, 7 p.m., and on Wednesday at 10 a.m. And I tell you, we are planning to start up our TV show in New York City. So stay tuned, for the launch date on that. Again, go easy on the booze, enjoy the company, enjoy the laughter. Let somebody know how much you appreciate them. And again, I honor, I salute, and I celebrate all the men and women who are in the armed forces to protect our country. I'm just so grateful for you today that you have spent this time to listen. Again, I want to thank Willie Crawford, Dina Herbert, Coco Melvin, and Anne Dubois for coming on the show and for investing in each of you, my listeners. You are called for greatness. You hear Coco mention about the aha moment she got when she went into the cemetery. Each of us have different moments when we get our aha moment. So I want you to use this moment to do a self-assessment of where you are right now and where you are looking to do. Again, happy Independence Day, America, and happy 4th of July to all of you, my listeners.
I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. today. It's just that I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change.